Welcome to the Empowerista interview series on business rock stars. I'm Alex Worley, and joining me right now, Kimia Farisat. She is the founder and CEO of Style Salute. Always love chatting with you.
Likewise, Alex. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having
me. Awesome. And it's an exciting day to talk about this because I'm doing a story takeover for Style Salute. So actually, let's start there. Tell everyone what your Make It Monday story takeover series is.
So of course. So Make It Monday is a series that we're running on Instagram, and it is where we highlight incredible women like you that are doing inspiring things and empowering the women around them. So with Empowerista, you're touching so many women and inspiring them to follow their dreams and to really achieve their goals. And so you are the perfect person to take over on our Make It Mondays.
I love it. And not only do I love being featured, thank you, but I also love the strategy behind it because I'm a social media strategist. So anytime I see people being very strategic in a way that supports their mission, I love it. You know, you're collaborating with other wonderful, successful women, and it's a win-win because you get in front of each other's audiences. Both parties get content.
Of course.
Very cool.
Yeah, no, it's been really great. So it gives us a mix of creating content and curating content, and we're allowing our partners and our community to kind of like come in and create the content with us.
Yeah, and for those of you who have never done a story takeover or maybe haven't even seen a story takeover, really just you invite somebody to go on your stories and they, in this case, give a behind the scenes of their day. So they kind of host the stories and share, you know, what they do in a day. And from my perspective, I'm sharing my expertise and what it's like on a shoot day interviewing women like Kimia. So very, very fun and a fun strategy that works if you ever wanted to try it.
Yeah, so if like you know you can't handle the 5, 6, 7 days of posting onto social, doing a story takeover is really a great way to partner up with like-minded people and like-minded communities.
Yeah, and there's a lot of flexibility I've noticed because I've done story takeovers for clients before. Mm-hmm. And even if you just do 5 posts, that alone could be a story takeover. But you could do a ton of posts. You could do 20 plus and really show every detail of your day. So there's a lot of flexibility as far as what you show. It's just showing up, really, just making sure that you are posting
and
making
authentic.
It as authentic and engaging as possible.
Yes.
So that is just one of many things that Style Salute does. Let's go from the micro to the macro.
Look at it from the top.
Yeah, exactly. Give us an overview of what Style Salute is.
So Style Salute is an inspirational, modern, and influential destination focused on helping women live a smarter life. So we are a women's media company, largely focused on offering the professional woman the advice and tips that she needs to make smart decisions in her life. So we engage with a variety of different experts on a range of different topics that are of interest to the professional woman, from career advice and personal finance tips to how to get a raise, having those conversations all the way over to wellness trends and fashion and beauty. So we really do cover 360 degrees of a woman's life. And we look at it from a very individual, creative, and authentic perspective.
Cool. So yeah, let's talk a little bit more about your brand and what makes you guys unique, because you are in a competitive space.
Yeah,
media companies in changing so much, and there's a lot of them. So let's start with how do you make yourself stand out and really differentiate yourself for your target audience?
Well, first, most media companies that are focused on women are actually surprisingly run by men. And our team, while we are like open to everyone, our team is largely female focused, and we're really speaking to the questions that our audience has in helping them live a smarter, more stylish life. So I think the reason why we had started this business and why I had the desire to even start this business was in a problem I was having personally. As an early 30-something, I didn't really have a financial plan. I also didn't know how things like 401ks or mortgages really worked. I was working at a company that I loved, but I didn't know how to go about asking for that raise because I knew there was a gender gap, but I didn't know how to personally solve it for myself. So I started having these conversations with my friends. So that was the first problem I had it. And then I started having these conversations with my friends who are all really smart, very leading in their own ways, work at, they're either physicians or they work at big financial firms. And they actually personally didn't know the answers to these questions themselves. So you know, there's these big life questions that, in the amount of time that I had been educated, like, never really were answered for me. So I started doing a lot of research, and surprisingly, there wasn't a women's content site that actually offered strategic tips for this. So I think the reason for the impetitive to actually start the company is in large part why a lot of women do come to us, because they can feel the authenticity.
Totally, because you're really speaking from a woman's perspective. Right. You're very in touch with what kind of information women want and need, so that authenticity just really comes through. You also have a nice niche. Even though you do absolutely take a 360 approach and touch on every aspect of a woman's life, I do think that you've carved out a nice niche when it comes to finances for women. Right. And women know that they can come to you and learn about all those topics that you just mentioned.
Exactly. Everything from your retirement plan and how to invest, how to start investing, what exactly investing is. So we also work with some amazing partners to help curate that content so that we are sharing, professional expert advice with our audience. And it's really been great because there's such a connection between wellness and wealth. And it's not really so much having money and having a lot of money. It's more about being in control of your money. So there are studies done that actually show that you're more confident, and woman's number one, like, the thing that brings them the most confidence is being in control of their finances.
I believe it.
So,
yeah, that's cool. And I love that you have honed in on this niche, not only because there is such a need and it's so powerful and leads to that confidence that you're describing, but also from a business perspective. You know, I think it can be very tempting, and I've been tempted myself and have fallen into this, right, this hole before, where you want to be all things to all people, you want to cover all the things, just be general lifestyle. But I think that there's so much power and having focus and people knowing what to come to you for. So do you feel like from your seat that that's been a really powerful thing for you to be known for this financial advice?
It is. I mean, the content that we create in our company is really to inspire women to feel, see, and own their power. So however it is that they feel most confident and most powerful, we want to help them, guide them down that path. And finance for all of us, we may, you know, be shy to talk about it, but it's something that we should be talking about and we should be learning more about. So I think even though we do cover a range of different topics, we always try and go back to our mission and the reason why we started.
Love it. Okay, we're going to talk more about how media companies are changing when we come back from this quick break. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Well, first of all, by far number one is I believe the company with the best people wins. Now, you have to give that company, those best people, time. In the business world, time equals money. So you've got to be able to raise some money. You've got to be able to fund it. But at the end of the day, I think in order to achieve escape velocity, you've got to build a high performance team. So not only the best people, but also getting everybody to work together as a team, focus on a common mission. And then the third thing after that is set a crystal clear direction, which we've always done in all the companies with the playbook, the vision, the mission, the values, the team rules, the long-term goals, the strategy, all boiled down to execution.
Burnouts affect everyone. Follow these short tips to help you stay focused at work and not flame out by the end of the year. I'm Alex Worley with a Business Rockstars Minute. Step one, change your work environment. If you can, try working from a different place. If the weather is nice, find a spot outside or maybe spend a day working from a car.
coffee shop, maybe a library. Sometimes a simple change in scenery can be refreshing enough to help you recover from burnout. Step two, get an outside opinion. Sometimes you're too deep in your problems to be able to see a way out. An outside influence, whether it's a trusted friend, counselor, or family member, can be instrumental to helping you fashion a healthy plan to move forward. Step three, don't give up. The thing about battling burnout is that everybody is different. What worked for somebody else might not work for you, but the bottom line is don't give up. There is a healthy, manageable, productive life available to you. It just might take some time to find it. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text NET to 79645. That's NET to 79645. Start your online MBA, information management, or business analytics master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text NET to 79645. That's NET to 79645.
Welcome back to the Empowerista interview series on Business Rockstars. I am continuing my conversation with Kimia Farisat, founder and CEO of Style Salute. And we were talking about media companies and how much they've changed. It's actually a very exciting time for media companies because content has really democratized with social media.
That's a great way to put it.
But with that comes new challenges when it comes to trying to get people off social media to your media company. Right. So from your perspective, being the owner and founder of a media company, how has it changed?
It has changed in the way that a lot of our partners are now, every year, their budgets are smaller for putting in dollars into content creation. And they're putting it in, and the reason is because they're putting it into social platforms. So most of their advertising dollars are going to Facebook and Instagram. And so It's great in the way that it has us media companies think more creatively about how to create content. So as a media company, it extends all the way to we do live events, for example. So we've been focused in large part to like start hosting more community oriented events because as we've hosted them, we see that our audience is really taken by them, and it's an opportunity to bring our community from the outside into our brand. And then at the same time, there's opportunities to create like digital books and different ways to create still content. It's still media, but it's just looked at it in a very different way.
Yeah. So basically, instead of selling someone else's products through advertising, which I know you still do some of, but right. It's like kind of creating your own info products in a sense.
Exactly. You know, a lot, there's media companies out there, and we are still yet to do this, but we are in conversation with a couple companies to create a product. So we have an audience that comes to us for a certain area of interest. And so we're really trying to understand our data a little bit better and what women need so that we can create a product that can help solve their answers and the questions.
Yeah, and I still believe that content is king, but there is so much content out there. But people have less time because of it, because they're so bombarded with content. So that's why good content will always be in demand. You know, if you can ever save somebody time by just giving them good, streamlined content that really gives them a solution to a problem that they have, especially, there will always be a demand for it. Do you agree?
I completely agree. And the length of content, while it's getting shorter, writers are getting more creative about how they're explaining their point with a particular topic. So I definitely do agree.
And I think a lot of it is leaning into the trends. So mm-hmm. yes, I'm sure you guys will always have your own platform and a .com site that people will come to, but you also create a lot of social media-centric content as well. Tell me about that dance between platforms and having a cohesive story throughout the various platforms.
Of course. So we always try and keep it focused, and imagery is really important. So in this distributed universe where people are consuming content on our website, our owned and operated, all the way to different social channels from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. LinkedIn is actually a big social media site for us. We have to stay focused on keeping the imagery consistent, but the voice and tone should be different for each channel, and it should be consistent. So I think consistency is really key. Mm-hmm.
And knowing who you are, like exactly. Coming back to that mission is a big thing, and knowing who your target audience is, and it might be slightly different from platform to platform, so that's probably where the variation comes in.
Exactly.
Yeah, awesome. Yes. So let's talk a little bit more about, you said, live events. So that is going to be a bigger part of your brand. Tell me about that.
Yes, so we hosted an event very recently on investing. So it was called Smarter Party, and it was all about, girls want to have fun, but they also want to have funds. So we had a number of different panels, and they had to do with like retirement planning and how to invest, and we had a very good turnout, and so we started looking more at different types of events and how we could partner with like-minded brands to host these events. So we have one in the works for June of this year, and it is kind of embargoed. We haven't really talked about the topic yet, but I would like to announce it on Empowerista if that's...
Yes, please do.
So it will be an event, and I'll just say this for now, but it will be about the connection between health and wealth, because we may not notice it at peripheral view, but there's such a huge correlation connection between wellness and your bank account. So
yeah.
The conference will loosely be focused on that.
That is so cool. I love it.
Yeah,
this just in. Health and wealth. Style
we
salon.
Want all of
event
it
coming
both of
soon.
It.
Yeah, and like you said, they go so hand in hand.
They really do.
Love it. So tell me a little bit about, you're a media company, content focused. How do you get your consumers from consuming your content to attending events?
Well, of course, we share the event on those content sites, and on these different social channels, we also use it as a tool to connect with our audience. And so on takeovers and on stories, we ask our audience questions. We do polls. We have a Facebook group. So we know what our audience wants, and we're trying to give them that. And we've heard a lot of really great feedback from the events that we have had. And so taking that feedback and really digesting it and understanding it better to host more.
Yeah, and for some people, it might sound counterintuitive taking your online audience to in-person, but I think people are craving that so much.
They really are.
Online is always going to be a part of your demographics day-to-day, absolutely. So that's probably where you're going to be introduced to them. That's probably where you're going to nurture their relationship. But then to take it deeper, people do crave in-person and relationships, and what a great way to really build that relationship that much more.
They really do, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So let's talk a little bit about your partnerships, because even though you are expanding into events and into info products, you still do partnerships with other brands. So how does that look for your style suit?
Of course. So when we host events, we also partner with brands to sponsor the event. So for example, for the investing event that we just recently hosted, we had a wonderful company called Elvis, their digital investment platform for women. So they are our sponsors for this event. And so a lot of the content that we created and the panelists that we had knew of their mission, and we're taking from that. And then just in any way, whenever we partner with any brands, we always try to work with brands that have the same vision and mission as us, and that's really at its core. That's how we work with our partnerships. So we do creating content, we do digital like ad banners, everything.
Well, thank you so much for a behind the scenes look into your company and all the exciting things that are coming up. And stay tuned on that event coming up about health and wealth. Love it so much.
I'll be sure to share more. Thank you so much for having me, Alex.
You bet. Always a pleasure. This has been the Empowerista interview series on Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley, and we'll see you next time.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Joining us right now is Brandon T. Adams and Greg Rillette. They're the co-hosts of Ambitious Adventures. Guys, good to have you back. Give us a quick recap. What's your show about?
Yeah, so what we really wanted to do was we both love traveling. We're both young guys, and we wanted to continue to see the world, but we didn't want to just see the taco stand and the barbecue joint, the hamburger place. We wanted to see the people who were really building the communities, and we really believe that it's the young entrepreneurs, the guy risking it to put the brewery at the corner or the yarn store or the fashion boutique or the you know, whatever it is. And so we wanted to turn the cameras on and see how they're building their communities, and that's what Ambitious Adventures is all about.
What do you think has been the hardest part about getting that started? There's so many people out there that... they have a story, they have a message, they have a product or an offer, they have a dream and a vision, but I feel like a lot of people struggle either because of fear or lack of resources, limiting beliefs, self-doubts. What is it, you know, really separated you guys from that to being able to get started?
We made a step forward. I mean, we just did it. Like, we didn't always do everything.
So there's no secret sauce?
Just
gotta do it.
Yeah, I mean, we stepped forward and we made mistakes along the way. I mean, there were some things we didn't do right, but we learned, we made pivots, and then... I mean, now we already got a distribution deal and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's you start to figure it out as you go, right? Yeah. So, like, if I told you I had all the answers to what we're doing, like, I have no clue,
we're
right?
We're still learning.
We're still learning. So I shot the pilot by myself in St. Pete before I had met Brandon, and we got the footage back, and we're like, we bombed this. Like, we did not, conceptually, I think we got it, but we don't have, so I went out and I found a scriptwriter. I found a scriptwriter in Hollywood who writes reality shows, and I'm paying her a lot of money, but it made the Des Moines episode so much better because now we had cohesive scripts and stuff. Yeah. Then it was like on the editing side, all right, so it looks a little too documentary style. Now we need to make it a little more reality style. And so it's figuring out as you go, but you can't figure it out if you never shot the first episode, if you never went out. The other thing that I think is really key is the people around you. So the people around you as an entrepreneur make you more successful than you would be yourself, your team.
Yes. So
how important is our crew?
Well, like our crew alone, I mean, the camera guys make it. I mean, we always say, like, we laugh, we're just guys in front of the camera. You're the ones actually making us look good.
Yeah.
And then the people around us that help spread the word. I mean, people believe in our vision. And if you find people that believe in what you're doing, you build a great team, that's how you go far. And that's how we've been able to do. I mean, you and I are just a small part of what we're doing with Ambitious Adventures.
Yeah, and I think that the team is really crucial. The second thing we talked about in the last segment was get to market fast with a product.
Yeah.
So when we went on Kickstarter, we had an actual product to sell. It wasn't just selling air, like back Greg and Brandon's crazy adventures as we go around the world.
You know, give us money.
We really created hard packages that we can really help these businesses with. And we got, you know, businesses all across the country to fund the episodes so that they can get media, so they can get video produced, so they could be seen on, you know, national TV and, you know, different distribution outlets. So again, we didn't just create Air, like, just fund us and put us on TV. We created a real product and need in the marketplace. And then we went out and we sold it, like hard selling. I think that's the other part of it. We were on the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the campaign was live on Kickstarter for 25 days, pretty much 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
If we were on the phone with each other, we were making a sale. Making a sale, picking up the phone and making a sale, picking up the phone and making a sale. It was really the hardest work that I'd ever done to make $25 sales, to make $100 sales, and then the $10,000 and $20,000 sales. Yeah. But I think you got to put in the work. I mean, we're no better than anybody else on the other side of the camera.
We just put in the work and grind it on. I mean, it was a lot of work for doing the crowdfunding. Again, crowdfunding is not easy, but you have to put in the work. We raised $52,000 and now it's going to allow us to raise more money. We've got a distribution deal and we're filming the episode. So.
Okay. I think the one thing that I've noticed about you guys is no matter what the failures, fears, obstacles, objections, rejections, whatever it's going to be, you guys push through it. And one of my favorite quotes, I think from a mutual friend of ours, you guys probably know who he is, Joe Polish. I heard him say, successful people are moving scared. Unsuccessful people are frozen stiff. Do you guys think that that's true?
Yeah.
100%.
100%, man.
I think that at the end of the day, you know failures and mistakes are going to come in. And that's what cripples a lot of people from getting started.
I think if you're not scared, you're not growing. Like, I'm always growing out, going out of my comfort zone and growing and getting better because I want to do that crazy thing that people think you're crazy to do.
Yeah. I mean, so one thing, like with startup culture now, people go out to Silicon Valley and they like almost like, I want to raise $2 million so that we can fail. Like, I don't want to fail. Yeah. Like, I think failing's terrible. Like, it's a terrible feeling, but it is where the growth comes from. It's, you know, like I said, like in St. Pete, like it crushed me. I spent a lot of money filming a pilot episode on my own and I thought, oh, I'm this cool guy. I'm going to go film my own. It was terrible. Like, it was not good. But you learn so much from it. And, you know, again, you got to be moving forward. So many people are just, they're scared. Like we talked about video in the first thing and building a personal brand. They're scared to, you know, film themselves on camera. What the worst thing that can happen is you put it on YouTube and no one watches it.
Yeah.
You know, or you get one troll comment.
It's like the worst thing that can happen. If you don't ask, you already got no. And if you do ask, you could just get no and you're in the same place.
And the big thing is too, like, you don't know where your direction is going to go. I mean, like I said, I invented a product called the Arctic Stick. It led me to podcasting, which led me to a TV show, which I would have never seen, but I just kept doing things and learning. And then eventually that overnight success came after years of hard work.
How are you guys using social media, whether it's for crowdfunding, whether it's for your personal branding?
Snapchat.
I mean, whatever the platforms are, you can share that. I mean, we got newborn babies using their parents' phones to get on social media. We got old people trying to figure it out and everybody in between.
Yeah.
But just because there's a billion people on Facebook and on social media, I feel like a very, very, very small percent actually know how to use it properly. So what do you think are some of the ways you guys...
Talk a little bit about what we did in the Des Moines episode with Snapchat. I think that's really, really
so
huge.
Yeah, so Snapchat is big for me. BT Adams 18 if you haven't added me. But no, it's, I think with Snapchat and everything else, people want to see you authentic and they want to see your story. I mean, Snapchat is like having your own reality TV show.
Yeah.
We did 150 snaps in 24 hours, but I created this awesome scene. We actually got on the Iowa State... Snap story, 30,000 views in 24 hours for free. But people see who you are, and when they trust you, they believe in you, they eventually buy from you. And honestly, from what we've done, Snapchat has been the best ROI for what I've done. It doesn't cost anything. You're just putting in the work and showing what you're doing and building that trust with your audience.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people, you know, just rely on social. So I'm not that old, but I'm a little older, and I'm very much, you know, a hard paper guy. Like, I still send physical newsletters to people. I send
personal
magazines
emails,
to people,
you know,
things like that. And so we were with Jake Paul yesterday. He's on Disney. He's got 3 million plus Instagram followers. He's now on the Disney Channel, and now he's getting people who watch the Disney Channel who don't even know what Snapchat is. They don't know what Instagram is. And so it's a whole nother medium. And so I think with this TV show, we wanted to leverage both what's happening now with Facebook, with Instagram stories, with Snapchat, but also look at traditional distribution, because I still want to hit the 60-year-old CEO or business owner who might fund something or might bring me in to consult for their company. So I think you still need to merge some of the old media with the new media, because there's different audiences in different places. So you can't just solely be on Snapchat, but also you can't solely be on broadcast television. You need to find a way to merge the two. And I think that's the most exciting place for us, is that we're able to take kind of my, you know, direct marketing, DRTV experience with your kind of social media experience, and we get the best of both worlds.
You definitely don't want to just rely on one social media platform. You want to use all of them. And it's contextual, which is what I like that you brought that up. Co-hosts of Ambitious Adventures, Brandon T. Adams and Greg Roulette, joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. What are some of the values that you guys have consciously chose to adopt into your life that have helped serve you in a professional or personal way? A lot of people have their values conditioned within themselves unconsciously from their environments, how they were raised, their parents, their friends, social media, the news. But I've noticed that what separates normal people, broke people, depressed people, sad people from happy, healthy, wealthy, successful people who have a big purpose-driven life is that they start to consciously choose their values, growth, contribution, integrity, whatever it may be. So what are some of the values you've chose that are serving you?
I mean, personally, in what we're doing with the TV show, it's all about adding value. Like, if I can add value to you and make your life better, you're going to grow, you're going to succeed. And that's for anything in business, whether you're selling something, you're doing TV, just add value to people, enhance their life, and you'll have success.
Yeah, I'm going to say for me, it's family. So growing, you know, a lot of successful business at the same time, obviously traveling here, every day that I'm in town, I'm home at 5 o'clock. Every single day. So I can be there for dinner. We can go outside in the front yard and play baseball. I got two young sons, a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. This time we're filming this. Married my high school sweetheart. So family to me is everything. And why are we working so hard? Why are we building these empires if you can't be there to share it? So I'm writing a book right now called The Ambitious Dad, How to Take Over the World and Still Be Home in Time for Dinner. And so, you know, but it's really about the fact that you can have both. They're not mutually, you know, exclusive. There's so many people out there just hustle, hustle. If you're not working 24 hours a day, then, you know, you're not going to make it. Like that's, to me, that's not how you should live your life. You know, there needs to be some sort of reason why you're doing what you do. For me, it's family.
Well, how do you guys unplug? Because that's the perfect thing to transition into. A lot of times entrepreneurs, they don't know how to turn the brain off. I struggle with that too. How do you unplug?
I mean, we all struggle with it. I know you do too. Like, you just have to make that commitment because you could look at your phone forever. But I mean, when you love what you do, you're enjoying it and it's addiction. Yeah. But for me, like, I just got to go to the gym, work out, or just have that little alone time. Yeah. But that's, you need that to be able to be more successful in business. You need your free time.
I mean, I force it into scheduling. So like I said, 5 to 8. So 5 to 8 is actually in my calendar every day of home with wife, with kids, with family.
Learned that from, the hard
five
way.
To eight. Yeah. You learned that. Then, well, when we were doing the Kickstarter campaign, he called me at 6 o'clock and he's like, well, bro, why aren't you answering?
Kept calling.
Like, it's dinner time. Like that is like a religious time, like for our family. And so, but I think you have to schedule it. Like if the gym's important to you and you're not going to the gym, it's because it's not in your schedule. So, you know, if you have to put it from 6 to 7, schedule it just like you didn't miss a business meeting today. We didn't miss this interview today because it was in calendar. So if the gym's important to you, eating healthy is important to you, your family time's important to you, you have to schedule it as if it was something for business. That's the only way, you know, these serial entrepreneurs can really disconnect.
I love that you said, you know, successful entrepreneurs, you guys included, you have to schedule fun time, you have to schedule family time. Most people, I feel like, that are unsuccessful, they're trying to, like we were saying, we have to force ourselves to unplug and have fun. They're trying to force themselves to work. For us, we have to force ourselves to do the opposite.
I know.
What's one of the craziest things or funniest things you guys have experienced so far in your entrepreneurial journey, either together with the show or separately?
What do you think?
Man, so there's a lot of good times. I mean,
he's already got one.
I got one. I mean,
I don't know where you were going. We were
on set. We're filming for Tres Mentes Salsa. And I ate like half a pepper.
So we got to set the scene.
Ghost peppers?
Like legit, we just got into the kitchen. We're supposed to make salsa with these guys. And it's supposed to be like this, you know, 15, 20 minute scene. They haven't even like introduced their business yet.
Pick up the pepper, take a bite. And all of a sudden, like, I was on fire. Like, I started crying. I need a water.
Tearing up, water.
Ruined the whole scene.
Ruined the whole set, the whole shot.
I think it made it.
Yeah, I mean, there's parts of it that just totally made it. But no, it was... It was epic. I mean, I think what's interesting, even, you know, with what you guys are doing here, is it, we want to be informative, we want to add value, like Brandon said, but you have to have a little bit of an entertainment value, is that we live in an infotainment world where if you're not entertaining at some level, like if you're watching this right now and you're not like laughing at us, like we're two goofballs, like how do these two goofballs get a TV show?
Then you won't remember us.
Then you're not, you know, it's not memorable. It has to be exciting. You have to tell stories. And so you have to add the entertainment value.
I definitely agree, guys. I wish we had more time. We got to wrap this up. Pleasure having
you
guys on the show.
Thank you so much, man.
Hey, we'll
be jumping
on
your show right now.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
And now, a Business Rockstars Minute. How can your startup see growth right away? I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. While there is no true secret sauce to seeing success with your business immediately, here are a few ways you can put yourself on the right path. One, plan it all out. An idea without a plan is just an idea. Set short and long-term goals along the way. Two, know your customer. Can you provide great customer service as you grow? Three, hire the right people. Expanding your team with talented additions will help you delegate tasks as you grow. Four, have a little faith. Don't give up. Even with a plan, you'll need to adjust and fix the plan along the way. Identifying and fixing problems right away is the key to scaling quickly. Progress doesn't happen overnight, but if you have a plan, you're well on your way. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, U-verse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV, real news for real people.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter Rockstar.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is CEO Roundtable, but we have a CEO and a co-founder and managing partner, and we'll make you a CEO at some point. Samer Hamada is with us, the founder and CEO of Zeal, and Lindsay Miles from Willow, which you're all going to want during the holidays or anytime soon. But let's talk about being a CEO or being a leader. What's your corporate culture over at Willow?
You know, we have a lot of consultants in our team, as well as some part-time employees and a couple full-time. So the culture has been really down to business and getting yourself involved into whatever needs to happen.
Right.
Do what needs to happen, whether you're internal or external. So finding third parties and consultants that are willing to do that has been a bit difficult.
We should point out this is a gifting.
Correct.
Business.
Social gifting app.
Social gifting. So, like, if you want to get me something, you would go on Willow and see what I've been looking at on the internet.
Yes, exactly.
Please do this. I swear to God. Samer runs Zeal, which is a on-demand massage place. What's the culture over at your place? You have a lot of employees.
Well, we do. We have nearly 60, and over half are in New York, and the rest are scattered around the country. You know, we have a very simple mission. Like I said earlier on the show, press a button, get a massage. So we work really hard. The customer has a very relaxing, you know, massage and can sort of de-stress, you know, reduce pain, you know, all that sort of thing. So we're very collaborative. We're very fun. We work really hard. We practice the work-life integration that I was talking about, you know, earlier, where we really are on all the time because our customers around the country are getting massage from as early as 8 a.m. to as late as 10:30 p.m. And if you're getting a couple's massage that's, say, 90 minutes per person, that experience ends at 1:30 in the morning. So we're on 24/7, and we're, you know, making sure the customer is really happy.
Right. How do you stay passionate about your business? Because this is such a great idea, is pinpointing what people want.
Yeah.
You know?
Staying involved with our customers and seeing their reaction to when they get something they love. Recently, we interview after they receive, like, birthdays or go through events. And, yeah, seeing the reaction, especially men, we're finding that men getting presents they really want is quite unique in this world.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that.
It
used to be easy. So, you know, give them a carton of cigarettes or back in the day.
Receiving photos, it's really exciting to see their reaction to getting what they want. And then balance, of course, you know, we're in it all day, every day on the phone working. So
how do you work? How do you do work-life balance?
Mindfulness is a big thing for me. And getting workouts in the week.
Right.
I don't get as many as I would like.
You gotta do your mindfulness in the morning though, right? Or you do it?
I mean, I do it when I can.
Yeah.
So if I have a break or if I feel like I'm getting worked up and things are getting stressful, okay, I'm gonna take 10 minutes for myself, turn everything off. And you know, you
yeah, can, breathing works.
Yeah.
Are you practicing mindfulness? This is a new trend among CEOs. I haven't tried it. Where do you go?
It's not something you can learn. I mean, you go through the process. Yeah. Can we talk about this later? Because I want to get your thoughts on something else. How do you motivate people at your company, at Zeal?
Well, we hire people who are really passionate about what we do. We really do. We have a very intensive interview process, and we actually test people for skills as well as personality. So we want to make sure that you're very passionate about delivering massage to consumers and about transforming therapists' lives, because we treat our therapists so well and we really do change their lives. We get these incredible emails every day from customers and therapists saying how we've completely changed their lives, and we love that. So we look for people who are into that mission, and once we do, we find we don't have to do too much to motivate them. We just give them the tools and get them to work, yeah. And we're moving so fast. Things are happening every hour at our company. It's a really insanely chaotic place in a good way. So people are having a good time. They're motivated.
That's how things have changed, Lindsay, because things move quickly now. And how do you keep track of that? How do you scale your business?
You know, there are a lot of tools that we utilize online. Scaling, I mean, growing users is number one, of course, for a business like yours and mine. Connecting with our users, understanding what they want is probably number one in scaling.
Right.
And making sure that we're not giving them what we think they need, but what they actually want.
And how much time during the day do you worry that something might go wrong? And that's not a negative question.
Right.
Because there are so many things that we were talking earlier, so many things that can go wrong in this world.
Sure. I mean, kind of all the time and never, if that makes sense.
I like that.
I mean, it's constantly in the background, but yet it never affects my thinking or my mindset.
That's
because,
why mindfulness, get rid of those ants.
Right.
Automatic negative thoughts. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is CEO or founder Roundtable. Yeah, you just got to take a deep breath from work, right? Mm-hmm. Every now and then.
Absolutely.
Do you get a chance? Do you set time aside for that?
I do, definitely. Like I said,
really?
When things are getting... Well, you have to.
Okay.
I mean, getting burnout, we see it a lot. I've seen it with a lot of people. And it's definitely on my radar to not go beyond that point where, you know, you kind of lose your mental state and can't pull it back together. So, yeah, I have a 3-year-old. Spending time with him brings everything into perspective.
Yes,
I mean, life
does.
Is very different that from a 3-year-old's sure. perspective. So, yeah, I make sure that we get to eat breakfast together. That's a really important time for me in my day.
If you had to pick out one mistake that entrepreneurs and leaders make, what would it be? Lindsay, you go
for
first.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mistake's a bad word. One misstep early.
Yeah. I think a hard one for entrepreneurs is when to cut and move on.
Right.
Pivot is a little bit different. You know, you can kind of feel the market and see and make changes, but to actually say, I didn't get it right this time, and it's time to tell investors you've lost money and tell friends and family a lot of the time that you failed or you lost their money is really difficult. And sometimes we go way too long because that is hard and we're putting off the inevitable. So that's a really difficult position to be in.
So you have to have nerves of steel. Thank you both. You can always get a massage if you get stressed out.
I would love that. Thank you.
Once again, when's my birthday?
Valentine's Day.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect community of entrepreneurs. This has been CEO Roundtable, Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. We'll see you next time.